This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم أيها الإخوة وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the bounties. We ask Allah to forgive our sin, whether it's minor or major. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to the straight path. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to overcome the bad feeling that we develop within ourselves that cause a lot of unpeace within ourselves and also others. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us in all the good deeds that we are going to engage in, to make sure that all the deed is salih, mean righteous deed, not just a deed. And in the same time, whoever follow the way of Allah, he will be guided, inshallah, and none can turn him astray. But whoever do not follow the way of Allah, none can guide him to the true path. We bear witness that there is none worthy to worship except Allah alone, the Creator. And we bear witness that Prophet Muhammad is the last messenger, not the only messenger, but the last messenger for all mankind. There's a difference. Muhammad is not sent to a particular nation or tribes, but he is sent وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةَ لِلْعَالَمِينَ as a rahmah, a mercy to all mankind and the universe. Fellow brother and sister in Islam, today we are going to discuss about a very important topic that a lot of people is confused about the difference between the freedom of religion and the freedom of Islam. Now there are two issues here. Number one, we must understand what is religion and what is Islam. In brief, we can say that no country on this earth do not give us the freedom of religion. Every country on planet Earth honor the right of everybody who have the right to choose his religion. Freedom of religion means you are free to choose whatever you want to believe. Even you do not want to believe anything, you have right to be a free thinker, be an atheist. Now, what is religion? And what is Islam? Religion, people always link with righteous or ritual. Example, in Islam, you talk about the freedom of Islamic religion. You are talking about maybe majority understand you have the right to practice your prayer, your salawat. They give you the freedom to fast in the month of Ramadan. They give you the freedom to pay zakat within yourself, to help the poor and needy. They give you the right to perform Hajj once in a year to Makkah al-Mukarramah and Medina. That's all they allow you to do. Maybe some of your tradition that you used to do, they allow you to pray Jumaat and so on. Now, when you talk about this kind of freedom, the freedom to exercise the ritual within religion, this is very common, and this is something that every country disagreed about that. But when you talk about the freedom of Islam, Islam is a way of life. It is not fasting, praying, give zakat, and perform Hajj or Umrah only. It is a way of life. How to dress like a Muslim, Islamic education, Islamic economy, Islamic politics, Islamic takaful, or you say insurance, Islamic banking, everything. When you say freedom of Islam, that means we must give the right to the Muslim the freedom to exercise what they believe. Because Islam is not just praying, fasting, zakat and hajj. But it's a total way of life. The do and the don't, halal and haram. Nowadays we see that a lot of Muslims was not given the freedom to even dress up Islamically according to what they believe. They are forced by people who call themselves people who honor human rights. Human rights champions. Once upon a time they said that we should honor the right of everyone. Now they do not even honor the right of the Muslim, especially the Muslim woman who was required to cover the aura when they leave home and they go out. But now you have some country who do not even respect the basic right of a Muslim ladies. Just give you an example. The same go to the Muslim nowadays. Wherever they go, they don't feel they have the freedom to practice Islam. But they have the freedom to practice their religion, to say that I'm a Muslim. So it's very important for the Muslim first to understand what is the difference between the freedom of religion and the freedom of Islam. Islam means a total way of life. From the day you are born until you grow up, you become teenagers, until you grow old, until you die, we want everything to follow Islam. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remind us, Islam that Allah is pleased with is not the Islam that we know sometimes. We thought that Islam follow us. Islam don't follow us. Islam belong to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Inna deena inda Allah al-Islam." Indeed, the deen that Allah accept is only Islam. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And whoever choose other than the deen of Islam, Allah will not accept. Allah said He will not accept. We may say it's okay, this is mine, but Allah said, other than Islam, I don't accept, I don't recognize. And in the hereafter, all of us will be the loser because we choose something that Allah do not accept. And Allah said, رَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَ. I am pleased that Islam be your religion, be a way of life. What kind of Islam? الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ. That kind of Islam that belongs to Allah. The Islam that Allah had perfected for us. Not the Islam that we understand sometimes, but the Islam that Allah has perfected for us and the Islam that was delivered by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sallam. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called people who want to become Muslim and want to become a believer, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ادْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَضُوٌّ مُبِينٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called upon people who believe or whoever want to be a Muslim and believer, enter Islam totally, not halfly, quarterly. No. Allah want you to become a total Muslim. Not only Muslim name, but Muslim thinking, Muslim lifestyle, Muslim family, Muslim business. That means you must know halal and haram. You must know what is Islamic banking, why there are Islamic banking, and why there are conventional banking, why there is some kind of Islamic insurance and conventional insurance. All this important for the Muslim to know. Why? We don't just eat any food because we have the do and don't. Because we are Muslim, we must honor the do and don't that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have laid out for us. He is the creator, the all-knower. He knows what is better for us, what is best for us. I give you one example. Any country that is ruled by Muslim, the Muslim always honor the right of their religion and give them the freedom to exercise what their religion want them to do. But when the Muslim is a minority in any country, we found out that a lot of people do not honor the right of the Muslim. But when the Muslim is in power, the Muslim always honor the right of anybody, whether you are Christian, whether you are Buddhist, whether you are a free thinker or also a Hindu, you have your right. I give you one simple example about my country, Malaysia. It's ruled by Muslim leaders. He honored the right of every other people's belief. They have their right to celebrate their holiday, so-called their holiday. Their religious festival, they have their right. No, but it doesn't stop them. That is how the Muslim honor the right or the freedom of religion and also whatever the religion require them to do. If they want to dress like a Buddhist, they want to dress like a Hindu, they want to, how they want to dress, whatever their religion require them to dress, the Muslim country will never forbid them. But when the Muslim is minority, then we will see that the Muslim right as Islam is not being honored. They just give you the right, you can pray 5 times a day, nobody stop you. You want to go to Hajj, you're welcome, you have the means, you can fast in the month of Ramadan. But when you talk about Islamic banking, they have some problem. Islamic dressing have more problem. Nowadays you have more problem. People talk about Islamic dressing, you have more problem now. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the heart of the people who don't understand Islam to honor the right of the Muslims so that they will know how to give us the freedom of Islam, not only the freedom of religion. Now, it's very important for me to explain, to share with all the brothers and the sisters and the viewer about this ayah or this surah that Allah have revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ وَلَا أَنَا عَابِدُ مَا عَبَدْتُمْ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينِ. Now these verses is very important for us as Muslims to understand first and to make the people who are not yet Muslim to understand so that we learn how to honor every individual's rights. Number one, Allah is reminding us as Muslims that if you have any discussion with people who are not with your own faith, who are not yet Muslim, then you can say to them, if you are a disbeliever, since we are believer, now we will not perform our prayer the way you perform. The same go to you. You will not perform the prayer the way we perform. And we are not going to worship what you worship because that is your belief, your religion. The same goes. We are not going to force you to worship what we believe. At the end of the day, we must draw a line. لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينَ لَا إِقْرَارَ فِي الدِّينِ. And Allah said, there's no compulsion in religion. You have your religion. You can follow your religion. You are free to do what your religion wants you to do. But we as Muslim also have our do and don't, and we have a responsibility to do what Allah wants us to do and to stay away from what Allah said that is haram for us. So if you will learn how to respect us, like how we respect you, and give us the freedom of our religion and Islam, and your freedom is being given, alhamdulillah, there will be peace. Now, what is happening today? Because we give you the honor, but the Muslim is not being given their right to do what they think is good for them, based on their religion. I give you one simple example about dressing, the dress code. The Muslim has been commanded by Allah how to dress up the male and the female. Now that's why it is very wrong for anyone, even among Muslim, to say to a Muslim woman who cover themselves, cover their aura totally, that you are extremist, you are wrong, you are conservative. No. How can we say that? Because they are just doing what Allah wants them to do. It's very sad sometimes people, when they see the Muslim man keep a beard, it become a problem today. When the people who are not Muslim keep a beard, there's no problem. When a Muslim wear a turban, it also creates some problem. But when a Sikh have his turban, there is no problem. We don't understand. We don't understand why we can honor and respect the freedom of other people. Why can't they respect us? And still we are talking about human rights. We are talking about democracy. So this is very important. Now, that's why Islam wants us to be honest to ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remind us as believers, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا يُسْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَلَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَنْ يُتِعِ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Now Allah is reminding us, because as Muslims we start within ourselves. We are not going to pinpoint others first, but we want to look into ourselves. Have we become a good Muslim? Have we understand Islam properly? Do we know the difference between religion and Islam? After we know all these things, inshallah, Allah said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. All you who believe, be faithful to me. A lot of people who believe, but how faithful are they? We do not know. Only they know, and Allah, the all-knowing. A person who are faithful is a person who always obey Allah's command wherever they are. Like what the Prophet said, اتَّقِ اللَّهِ حَيْثُمَا كُنْتَ. Be faithful to Allah wherever you are. Whether you're in India, whether you're in Malaysia, whether you're in Makkah, Medina, or in London, or in America, wherever you are. Whether you're in the mosque, in the market, or in the beach, you must be faithful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah said, وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Always speak up the truth. Be truthful with your word, with your action. Be truthful to Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is the benefit after you become faithful and be truthful to yourself and to Allah? If you are Muslim, then you must tell people that you are Muslim. وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مُنَّ مُسْلِمِينَ. Why must you be ashamed to tell people that this is my religion, this is the way we live, this is how we conduct ourselves, this is our way of dressing? Let them know that we are different, because Allah wants us to be different. And then Allah said, يُسْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَلَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. If you are sincere and honest to yourself and to Allah's religion, Allah is here to solve your problem, to come and help us. Now, fellow brother and sister, we know that living in this world today, we all encounter problem after problem. There's a lot of problems we encounter within ourselves, within our family, in the community. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to us, if you are faithful to me and you are truthful to me, I am going to come and solve your problem. How lucky we are, fellow brother and sister. Allah offered himself to come into our life and help us. When Allah helps us, nobody can destroy us. But if Allah is not there for us, then only Allah knows what is going to happen to all of us. And Allah said again, after I help you to overcome your problem, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, I will forgive your sin. MashaAllah. It's a blessing. It's a ni'mah, a great ni'mah. If you are honest to yourself, be proud to as a Muslim, and be happy to be a Muslim wherever you go, and don't ever feel that you are small, because all Muslims are big. The God that we believe in, Allahu Akbar, is the greatest. So after doing that, Allah said, I forgive your sin. And at the end of the day, وَمَنْ يُتِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. This is our ending. Allah said, whoever obey Allah's command and try his best to do what Allah wants you to do, because Allah has said, فَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. He will never force us to do things that you can't. Islam is a very simple religion. لَا يُقَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. Allah will never burden anyone except what he or she can do. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you must be faithful to my messenger. That means whatever Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam want you to do, you try your best to do, to follow his sunnah. Because it is very important. Because he is the messenger of Allah to all of us. Whatever he wants you to do is the best. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى هَوَاهُ تَبَعًا لِمَا جِئْتُ بِهِ. The Prophet said, you cannot have a sound faith until you can control your desire to follow whatever the Prophet ﷺ have brought to you. Follow his teaching. And then Allah end up, فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. That's what we want, fellow brothers. At the end of the day, we want to be successful. And our success is not only in this world. We want to be successful fi dunya, was successful fil akhirah. That's what we are here. A lot of people want to be successful. And how they want to be a successful person? Allah do not value success because you have big car, big house. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Indeed, the believer are the successful one. If you don't believe in Allah, at the end of the day, you will be a loser. But when you believe in Allah, there's Allah value. He value the iman more than the material thing that we have. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remind us again how to take care of our iman and safeguard ourselves. That's why Allah said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Indeed, the successful one is the person who always keep himself clean and pure. That means stay away from anything that is haram. Stay away from all type of shirk, whether it's minor or major, and all kind of khurafat and bid'ah. When you stay away from all these things, inshallah, you have a clean and pure faith, inshallah. And Allah warned us, وَقَدْ قَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. And the one that is going to fail is the one who allowed himself or herself to be corrupted by the environment. You are corrupted with your iman. That means our iman is mixed up with all other belief or other khurafat and all kind of shirk. And also our ibadah was so corrupted. We do not know the difference between which is ibadah salih or ibadah talih. We don't know now. Maybe a lot of people do not know the istilah, the term of salih and talih. Salih is a righteous deed that the Prophet shown us. Talih is something that you do. There's no example from the Prophet or from the companion of the Prophet, but you think it's good for you. And the Prophet warned us, man amila amalan laysa alayhi amruna fahuwa raddun. Whoever involved in any acts that was not taught by our Prophet ﷺ, all this act will not be recognized, it will be rejected in the hereafter. Fellow brother and sister in Islam, once again, I like to remind myself and all of you over there, don't forget to understand that what we want now is not the freedom of religion. We have got the freedom of religion now. In the socialist country, communist country, even capitalist country, everywhere in the world, people give you the right to believe what you want to believe. But what we want from the people today is please give us the right to practice what Islam wants us to do. Because we want to be a good Muslim, we want to be a good citizen, we want to be among the people and to bring peace and develop peace in this world. Because we know at the end of the day, all of us is going to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether you are prepared or not. Whether you are a believer or not yet believer, sooner or later, everybody will die. Because all of us came from one God. Like what the Prophet ﷺ have said, أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّا رَبَّكُمْ وَاحِدٌ. O mankind, indeed, your God, your Lord is only one. There is Allah. Whether you accept Him or not, that is your problem. But there's only one creator that we believe, and He is Allah, God of Adam, of Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, Prophet Muhammad, and all creation that we see. And inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding, the clear picture about Islam, and may Allah make us become a total Muslim. And after that, we have the right to ask for our freedom. But when you have your freedom, we hope that you will exercise Islam. That means you will do what Allah wants you to do. But I hope, fellow brother and sister in Islam, Allah help those who help themselves. You have your right, you know your right, you must ask for your right. How you honor other people's right, we hope other people will honor our right. If the non-believer don't know about our right, we cannot blame them because they do not know the difference between Islam and religion. We must make them understand. So what is Islam? Islam is a total way of life. Religion is just concentrating on the ritual. But Islam is a total way of life from the day you are born until you die. So we hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us a good Muslim and give us the freedom of Islam, inshallah. So may Allah strengthen our iman, increase our patience, and also change our feeling from su'izan to husnizan, from bad feeling to good feeling, so that we have peace within the ummah and we have peace within other people, inshallah. Until we see you again soon, inshallah. Bismillah. وتوكلت على الله لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. And we pray that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all our sin, guide us, forgive the sin of our forefather, and for those who have passed away among us, and those who are present among us today, and those who are here with us, and those who are not with us, inshallah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.